Okay, I'm going to call to order the Special Board of Governors meeting of West Point Beach Club Association. Today is Tuesday, June 16th. It's 3:30. This meeting has been posted and it is being recorded and internet will also be available. In attendance are Steve Beauchesne, Mike Johnson, Jim Moffitt, Bill McDowell, Rick DeShenko, Will Fountain, Cindy Fountain, Phil Lombardo, Mark DeMarco, West Point attorney. All right, hang on just a minute, folks. We're going to see if we can figure out a technological problem. So what are our options? Everybody has to be muted. Everybody that are here.
Get the speaker off.
All right, this is a special meeting, so we will not be hearing public comments. And we are here to, can you go, Mr. Mark, an election that everyone can participate in for two board positions.
How do you get over there?
Oh, here.
All right.
I don't know.
Are you still hearing that people are having problems? All right. Can I get you to get started? Our dilemma and.
Sure. Last meeting we had, did it by Zoom. The concern membership is that the votes stay anonymous, and then another group is concerned to make sure that their vote counted. I've talked to SurveyMonkey. I've talked to people on Zoom. We actually use it quite a bit.
If you have to decide, if you want to determine whether or not a vote counted, you can put open a ballot now and see how they vote. Lots of feedback. To make sure that the counted and that the appropriate people are doing the voting. And the other community, we're having the same trouble we are, by other means, the voting. I don't know really how we're going to decide to do it, but we do have an election coming up,
and we want to make sure we get the votes counted.
That's why Mark is here to give us input. So, what are some of the other methods that the communities are using? I don't know about the agencies that have their votes, they drive up. Most of them tried mail-in, but most of the people weren't in favor of mail-in.
They want to see people in person vote. My thought would be if we decided to go with a drive-in vote, we'd have one station, maybe from the clubhouse, where people would give their name and they'd get the number of ballots they would get from their household. They would proceed either down the road or into the field here, fill out the card, and drop their vote in the ballot box, and then head off.
And that way we'd be certain that the people that are voting are authorized to vote.
And they could be certain that your vote is anonymous. To do the two things online, it just lies in the face of logic for some of these companies. They can't do both.
I can add to that. I spoke with Mr. Cahill, who was speaking with the other beaches online, and some are being very cautious and saying, we haven't decided yet, and others are saying, we're doing it by drive-by ballot or some physical thing.
I think the drive-by certainly has some merit. Just as sort of a background, so everybody is aware, and I guess for the record, since we are having this recorded. Executive Order 700 sets out the procedures for local appointments and elections requiring an in-person vote. And essentially what it says is that in any municipality, which includes special act communities, such as the PBCA, where the annual meeting is the authority for appointing or electing members or officials to a board, all of those deadlines requiring approval by a town election prior to June 30th, which would have been our annual meeting, is suspended, and the meetings or elections shall be held as follows. Any election for purposes of appointing officers, members, or officials shall be conducted between June 27th and June 30th, and no other business shall be conducted at such election or meeting. And the officials responsible for administering the meeting will use their best efforts to conduct the proceedings in accordance with the remote procedures set forth in Executive Order 70, which we are seeing put into play right here today. So as noted, that does raise some certain issues. I do think, getting back to it, that the drive-by has some merit. You may have heard on the news probably a month ago now, but that's what was done in Vernon when they voted for their budget. That was the source of quite a lot of debate amongst municipal attorneys, because it really did go against the executive orders that set out the budget procedure. But apparently the Vernon first selectman was also a state, or the Vernon mayor, I guess he is, was also a state senator, and supposedly got approval from the governor's office to conduct the vote in that manner, since they had already voted on a different non-budget matter in the same way shortly after all the quarantine procedures had gone into effect. I think that's a good idea. There's really nothing in the executive order or in any of the directives coming from the Secretary of the State as to how to do these, and certainly we want to make sure that we can protect everyone's anonymity to the best extent possible. I know that generally at the meeting people will come and say, you know, why they think they should be on the board or for this particular position. I'm guessing you might still want to conduct that portion mm-hmm. of the meeting like that, mm-hmm. and then afterwards have the drive-by mm-hmm. set up. And frankly, I think that is an excellent suggestion at this point. As I say, I don't believe there's any right or wrong. This, with all these executive orders coming out, you know, they've slowed down a bit, but for a while they were coming out practically daily. And it's sort of government by the seat of your pants as these things go. And I think as long as you are doing your best to comply with the spirit of the executive order, if not the letter, and I think you would be on both counts here, then I think the procedure you have for that would be just fine. And if I'm misstating this, tell me. But it seems like you have the remote meeting as we're having now. People would come and say, you know, this is why I think
you can come in
and don't work for him. You won't like him.
No, I'm. No, I'm doing something for Jean Galati.
Probably
No.
I think that is a perfectly fine way to do it. You're observing social distancing. You are not conducting any other business other than the elections at that meeting, and you are using your best efforts to conduct it, you know, in accordance with the remote procedures. I've been talking to some other municipal attorneys in the area, and frankly, I think this is the best solution I've heard so far. Nobody else. Like you said, everybody's still kind of holding their cards close to the chest, deciding how they're going to do it when the time comes up. I don't think anybody's really committing that much one way or another. I think this sort of three-part thing with first the remote meeting and then the drive-up voting, I think that checks the boxes.
Okay, that's good to hear.
And realistically speaking, what you're looking at is someone potentially challenging the procedure or the results later on. I don't know how likely that is, but assuming it would happen, what you want to do is give the show, again, like we talked about, that you move to the best of your ability, follow the letter and the spirit of the executive orders. And I think the idea you have in place certainly does that.
Good. Are there any questions for Mark?
Yes. What if we didn't do anything? That's a good question. I'd have to look at the charter to see, but I believe the terms end by their own. Yeah, so you would have vacancies on the board, and then you'd have to look at the charter and see what you do to fill vacancies. I don't know if you necessarily want to do that because
we also have to have a meeting by September 7th. That's when the election would have to be done. And by September 7th, we may not be in any better shape and things have met.
Well, I think now we have 15 or 20 people, something like that, isn't it?
Yeah, but we would have over 200
people. No, I don't.
Voters. That's okay for me, too. Thank you so much. Are you okay with that? Jim, would you hold the table and share it down? Thank you so much. Okay, I'm sorry. I think if you have your phone on at all, whether it's speaker or not, it's problematic. We've just never had this in the same room, so. That's quite all right. It's being recorded. We're doing the best we can. And thank you so much for running over to do that, Joan Hayes. We really appreciate it. I'm sorry, Will.
Okay, Will wants to know, can we have candidates send in letters of qualifications to be considered by the members?
Oh, absolutely. I think you can. And then what you do is you would just post them on the website prior to the meeting. Certainly, I think.
Okay, it's okay to do that if
sure.
It's not the usual procedure. I would understand standard
sure.
That would be the usual.
The formal nomination can happen at the earlier.
Okay.
Again, that might not be the usual procedure.
Okay, all right, great.
But as long as it's something that is open to everyone and everyone is aware of it,
okay.
And just like with the agenda
and
the public meeting notice, as long as it's posted on the website, I see no issue.
So we will, anybody
that wants...
I
just communicated to everybody. Anyone who wants to, we are making this available. And that's, I would say that would be in addition to anything that the person would want to say if they were prior to the vote.
The only way we could make sure everyone knew about that would be to send individual letters.
Want to put it on the website?
We can put it on the website and we can put it on various emails. We can hit a lot of people, but the only way to guarantee...
50 cents.
Well, it's probably about $500. It's 50 cents plus the mailing, plus the stuff.
Everybody should know what we're doing anyway. I don't know how we're going to get everybody.
We have a deadline for that, and if we post it on the website, we can get them up to the last minute. And in that earlier meeting on that Saturday, have people officially nominate those people, and the resume will be on if people want to review it.
Okay. We can talk about this once we don't need Mark anymore.
The only proviso I would say to that is just make sure that everyone has the same notice and the same opportunity to do that. Whether that be, a max mailing, if you have everybody's email, which it doesn't sound like you don't. I would just make sure that everybody knows of it and everybody has the same notice.
Okay, so we have to get that out soon.
I have two questions. The first one is on the definition of what it was. I try to do exactly what it was. Definition I was able to get was The executive order may be a general policy statement made by the governor. The order does not have force and effect of the law. The purpose of such an order is to persuade or urge persons both within and without the government to accomplish the governor's policy set out in the order. Okay. Is that correct?
That's, I do not know. I'm not sure where you got that definition.
It was a universal definition.
What I can tell you is that the municipal attorneys in Connecticut are treating these as force of law, in that a lot of them suspend statutory deadlines, administrative regulatory deadlines, and it's generally easier to comply with these because they apply to everybody rather than decide you are or are not willing to.
As I remember in the conference, whenever there was a last governor, Lamont, whether he was going to say the state very
cautious to say that.
There is
a little difference here. That's why you want to get a clarification there.
Because if 7-7 all just fit, we need voting
to support important
concerns
of the entire order. I think voting is too
easy. I think Mark already clarified that was what the procedure would be.
Right, and the problem with that is if you decided to not follow 7-0-0, then what would you do? You can't have gathering of enough people that you would normally have for the NDA meeting and things like that.
Okay, then the second one, I went on the website
for the Secretary of State voting.
And what she said was, our most important job is to make sure that every eligible Connecticut, in our case it would be Black Point, voter that wants to vote is able to cast a ballot. She stated further, Connecticut voters have been making their voices heard in person in their local polling places for more than 200 years, and for many voters, that will not change in 2020. That's why I'm committed to working with our partners at the local level to ensure that our polling places are following the most up-to-date health guidelines and are clean and safe for every voter and poll worker. It seems to me here that they're giving some leeway to the localities to have the votes local. Now I have one government official saying this, the other government official saying that.
Oh, I don't think they're necessarily in contrast with each other. The polling places, I think, refer to the upcoming presidential primary, not necessarily a more local election like this, because the presidential primary is taking place, and they are going to take place in some form at the polling places. I think that's different than on the local municipal level. I don't see those as necessarily being butting heads with each other.
Okay.
I still believe that 7-0-0 is what controls for smaller municipalities like this, other beach communities.
Well, we're waiting for you, but does anybody else have anything that they would want to add in terms of information from Mark? We can continue after he leaves to just do a mini organization, but...
So if we did a letter or something, would it make any difference if it's a postcard? And
just so long as
the same body, it wouldn't be in a letter?
Correct. Just so long as everyone gets the same notice and the same information at roughly the same time, so everyone has the same amount of time to get a reply in. And I would suggest that you put a deadline on submitting letters, proposals, whatever you want to refer to them as. I would say at least a day before the meeting.
Nominations would still be accepted at that earlier meeting.
Correct. But if anybody wants to post the letter,
post it on the web, right?
This is me, this is why.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure.
Does it have to be first class postage? Only because I'm thinking postcards are not, right? Which would save us money, but...
Again, I don't think that matters just so long as it's the same for everyone.
Great.
And, you know, whatever's going to get it to them quickest to give everyone, you know, the most amount of time. You're just looking at being fair to everybody across the board.
Sure. Okay. So the conclusion is it's all right to do a drive-up?
I think so.
All you have to do is figure it out.
We'll figure it out. I think Steve and I can work out a system without...
Sure. Yeah, pretty easy.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, the executive order just says you have to do it remotely. Okay. It's an excellent point, and I don't know how you maintain anonymity on a Zoom meeting or something like this, and apparently you can't.
You can't.
Right?
I'm sure.
Yeah. So in that case, you know, the Vernon system, for lack of a better name for it, seemed to work for their purposes. And here, you know, you're still complying with social distancing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not conducting any business other than the vote. I don't see an issue with it.
Great.
Good.
Wonderful. That's a big relief.
Just point of information. If we change the process for voting, does the board have to vote as a whole to let it happen? In other words, voting is a very important issue for the community. So if we change the process, as a board, do we have to vote to approve that new process?
Well, sure, that would be an amendment to your charter.
Okay.
We're not really changing the process.
Really, yeah.
It will be at the same meeting, nominations and ballot voting. Right.
Okay.
It's just how they get it through their car window or whatever.
All right.
We're not going to take any liberty.
No, if this was considered a change enough where we would have to vote.
No, I don't see that. Yeah. No, I want to put your ass on first. No, I
think Zoom was a change.
Yeah.
Where if you continued down that path, we'd probably have to vote on that. You know, but this is, if you're saying this is within the realms of what happened before.
Pretty much what we do.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you just sort of attenuating it a little bit.
Right. You have to figure out the donut.
That's it.
Are there any other questions for Mark? Thank you so much.
Such a relief. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mark. Steve, do you want to kind of sum up and we can go about our business or not?
Yeah, I think the drive is the way to do it. We could even have a small area for people to walk up. I think drive up would flow better. I'd like to see them come into the field here and maybe have it split up, you know, names A through M, M through Z, have two lines going in.
Can I interrupt you for a minute?
Faster. Yeah.
What I meant is like the whole thing, and you and I can work out all that.
Okay.
I think you know, we'll get people
to
do it.
Sure.
But just in terms of, we need to send out a letter.
Yep, send out a letter.
And that is going to be
people that we will be accepting nominations and historical information on that nominee. Why don't we do it until
they convert? Time. What are we going to do about time?
It's going to take longer. We can start the meeting at the same time.
Right, so
have the nominations.
I'm just saying, I'm talking about what we set.
Oh, okay.
We should set a...
We'll have to tell them it's going to take a long time.
Right.
From whenever it
arrives. Yeah, okay. Time.
Elections are 20th
the 30th.
Is that the date, the 30th?
The 27th.
Yeah, here's the date. It's going to be from 27th
to Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay, so we should have them in by the, the 25th.
25th
so they can,
for posting.
What's the nomination as far as
if anybody wants it posted, and then they can still have it.
All right. Will wants to know, can you make up a poster with the candidate's name?
Yeah. Here's a drive-in. We'll have one at each station.
We could probably have the candidates out there so people can see their faces.
Oh, they can't be within 250 feet of a pole.
Oh, that's right. Somebody said that. That's right. I don't know. We'll talk about that later. Okay. So we need a letter saying accepting nominations and historical information for posting.
Right.
Well,
if they want to email them to you, that may be better. Why don't we just say that they should email them?
Okay. email.
Instead of that, that way they don't have to send it in the mail. It's snail mail.
And the time will still be at 9, and then Steve and I will figure out the
time frame from
the time frame, and then we'll that we can let people know. That doesn't have to be on the postcard, just that it's starting at 9.
Right.
We can post how it's going to function.
Should have the end. Should have the end.
We're not going to know how long it's going to take.
We have a meeting that lasts certain. I don't. You can't be forever.
Well, no,
no but and we can estimate. We're going to have a kind of recess while people are voting.
How do you know when to stop collecting?
I'm thinking if people are voting, we're not going to know how long it can take all these cars to get through.
Right, but we have
But we have an end point. Thank you.
We have an end point.
Okay.
You can say, you know, you could still say, like they said in the polls,
okay,
it's 9 or 12, but if you're in line at 12 o'clock, we're not going to send you
okay,
the
gotcha.
Time.
Okay, gotcha.
All right. Which it,
I think
I have to know.
Okay, thank you. All right, yep. Okay,
so he'll make the ballot box.
Thank you.
Oh, good. We may need two. Well, no.
You know what else I would like?
We have two different spaces. We should have two different ballot boxes. Yeah, if you could, that would be great. That way we can...
We'll get back to you, depending on what we work out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it would also be nice... Well, I'll talk to you later about some other adaptation. We don't need to have the whole board for that.
Yeah, but I think this is important, though, that... I'm not sure what you're saying. Are we going to see the final procedure?
Let Steve and I share some possibilities. Okay.
But I'd like to see if you
Oh, yeah, we'll send it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. And we'll send it to you before we send it to the post it to the community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think all y'all should see it.
Absolutely.
And we'll have some.
Okay. Of the things that have to happen... So the letter is going to go out as soon as possible. It needs to be in by the 25th.
Right.
We're going to tell people what time it is, but that'll be a posting, and it's on their letter it'll just say, keep looking at the website for further information.
Well, the meeting will be at 9, right? And
yep.
then they can, yeah.
And, well, and then we'll have to figure out. Yeah, Mike.
I think for the nomination, if you're going to do mail and email, mail, I didn't think... couple days to get there, so...
Snail mail to get to them. They'll need to email the stuff to us.
Yeah.
Right, but you still have to have a cutoff for the...
Yeah, so the cutoff would be the 25th, the day before, so we can
so
get
both
them.
Snail and
26th.
Actually,
snail mail nominations would end on the same day.
Yeah, and actually, we're going to need it by the 24th because we can't always assume we're going to get it posted the second it comes in.
Right.
Okay. All right, but the big deal is we have to send out a letter telling we'll be accepting nominations and historical information for posting on the website.
Right.
And the voting will be, the meeting will start at this time, it will be teleconferenced, and then there will be a drive-by vote and watch the website for more details. Because we got to get this out as soon as possible.
Are the nominations routinely seconded?
Yes.
So at that 9 o'clock meeting,
that's what'll happen.
We
yeah.
can list
yeah.
the people,
yeah.
so the people listening will know.
And take new ones.
Ask for a second. Exactly. Yeah. And then we'll just put a white erase board to,
yep.
or two to write things down.
Can people walk up?
We'll talk about it later.
I don't see why not.
We might have people walk up that way. Where the cars
are this way. Yeah, keep people away from
they can leave from.
Well, if you don't care if people are 6 feet apart, then have them walk up. There's no way people are going to stay 6 feet apart.
Well,
most people can't even assume 6 feet.
If someone's across the street, do they really want
Park
to walk
Place up? Isn't going to drive up. They're going to walk up. Probably Woodland Drive will probably walk up with the drive up.
I was just in three. I was in the hospital this morning, and I don't know how many places. And everybody stood 6 feet apart. It's not that hard. It's not that hard. I think we can handle it.
We got a good
measure.
Let's put
your
forward
down the line.
Let's
get a state measure of
things. Yeah, I think people's behavior in a hospital is going to be different than people's behavior at a clubhouse. Okay. Any other things that we need to address immediately?
You may, in that notice, do you want to say that the nominations will be read at the meeting and would need to be seconded? That way they know they just don't write a letter and submit it. That,
that they'll still need nominations. Are we going to read them, or are the people that are nominating going to read them just like
the
other meeting?
Well, no, I would say people would have, say they nominated a person and that somebody would second it, just so we're still following our protocol. The history, you just say the history is on the website.
Okay.
Or
they can read it.
They can read it, right, exactly, exactly. Yeah.
If your meeting's starting at 9, what time is your voting starting?
I would say 10.
Yeah, people are going to have a lot of downtime. We're also going to have to leave quite a while for everyone to vote and for the votes to get counted. Right. Usually, while the votes are being counted, we're carrying on a meeting. So people just leave their computers on and go about their business.
And we'll post it on the website when we have a...
Well, it's got to be done in the context of a meeting. So I think we have to keep it open and just say, come back at, you know, 11, and if we're not done, come back at 12.
I think
we'll
it's
going to
take
that
2 hours.
Yeah,
I think so too.
I think it's a good idea to have members that have cars on one side and people on the other.
Okay.
So that you can, that'll facilitate movement.
Sure.
So you can have two tables. I don't know. You can have two lists. I think that wouldn't be hard.
We're going to need four lists. There's 45 pages of names.
Well, if you do by alphabet, you get two rows for cars and one row for people. So you have three lists. You should be able to go through it.
Well, are you thinking about, from the alphabet situation, saying, A to
F. No. The grand list is organized alphabetically, so I just figured somebody would take A to S and somebody would take A to M. And then,
how about suggesting to people that they come, that the people from A to F come at between 9:30 and 10? And
I don't know if you can really. What if somebody comes in, they're out of there?
Doesn't make any. No. Please do it this way. You can't do it.
We can suggest that alphabet.
But if you're
an executive order by Cheryl,
200 cars at once, you'd have it spread out.
Right.
If I can't make it at my time, you're still going to take it.
Right. Right.
We're going to need more, twice as many stations, because it takes usually about 3 people, and that's when they have the alphabet divvied up. But if we're going to have a walking line and a car line, we're going to need several people for each line.
And if the two lines are complicated, maybe we shouldn't do it. I don't know.
All right, well, again, Steve and I can talk about all this, and we just want to make it as efficient as possible.
Will had mentioned after the meeting, you always have an executive meeting. You might think about a time to have the executive meeting.
I have to find out if that, it's not an executive meeting. I looked it up. It's not an executive meeting. And when I asked Mary about it, she said it doesn't need to be documented. It's not an executive meeting, but we need to have it. But we can have it, the board will probably be in this room anyway. So we'll have to figure out what to do. But I could not find anything saying it was an executive meeting, and we've never documented it as an executive meeting. So thanks, Will. We'll figure it out, look into it.
It has to be documented.
No, when we come back, the meeting itself isn't documented. When we come back, you just announce the chairperson. So that's going to be another... It's not an executive meeting.
I don't know either. I don't know what you call it.
But we will have to make that announcement in the context of this meeting, so it'll be another break. The board will...
Right. I never stayed to hear that, so I don't know how many people stay.
It usually doesn't take very long. Okay, I got that down, though. Yeah, that was something I was trying to figure out. Anything else? Okay, well, that is a big relief. Things change. All right, can I have a motion to adjourn the meeting then? And second, on favor, it is unanimous. Okay, thank you, everyone.